I believed wherefore I spoke with great strength about your great mercy, O Lord of powers. Help me, my Lord Jesus, the compassionate, to glorify my Lady, your Mother, the Bride. For truly, this Virgin, who is full of honor, was greatly exalted. David spoke of her, saying, "The Lord has chosen Zion. He came and dwelt in her in order to save us." This is Mary, who brought unto us the eternal freedom. Zechariah has said, "The golden lampstand, which was made with golden hands." Isaiah said to us with a joyful voice that she will give birth to Emmanuel for us. This is Jerusalem, the city of our God, the throne of all ranks of the cherubim. Ezekiel has witnessed and revealed this to us, saying, "I saw a door to the east." The Lord, the Savior, entered into it, and it remained thoroughly shut as before. All the nations sing with different tongues to the Theotokos, the mother of the Messiah. Mary, the chaste, the joy of the righteous, and truly she is the joy of the faithful. You are the tabernacle and the ark which Moses has made with great honor. Beyond all the thoughts of the heavens is this mysterious matter of the mercy seat. Great is the glory of your virginity, O full of glory, O Saint Mary, the honored vessel and the lampstand, the pure censer, full of blessings. All the high names of the incorporeal did not reach the height of your blessedness. You resemble the rod of Aaron, which blossomed and budded and produced its fruit. You are exalted more than the cherubim, and honored more than the seraphim. The Son of God, our God, you gave birth to. We glorify him as God and also worship him. He who abides brighten light whom no one can approach. Showed us his miracles and you fed him. Hail to you, Mary, the beautiful dove, full of wisdom, the mother of Jesus Christ. For the rest of our days, we will praise you, O full of glory and clothed with purity. Be patient, O lover of man, with your servant, and forgive us our sins and accept us.